We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky athletics and your next move.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Live from Husky Stadium.
The Husky defense stands tall.
This is the Jimmy Lake Show.
In big moments like this, I need disciplined eyes, disciplined technique.
On the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's it rip down the right sideline. Caught. Touchdown Huskies.
The Jimmy Lake Show is brought to you by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky football and your next move. Along with Coach Lake, here's Tony Castricone and Dave Softy Mahler.
All right, here we go. Live from Husky Stadium, it's the Jimmy Lake Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield. Huskies head into Pac-12 play, fresh off a 49-point victory over Arkansas State. 52-3 was the final score, largest margin of victory since 2017. And so the Dogs have lots of momentum heading in to a Pac-12 opener against California. The Golden Bears will be up here for a game that we're pretty sure is going to be played. We're feeling very, very confident that that game's going to be played, unlike last year when we just didn't know these sorts of things on the Wednesday night before the game. But really excited for the Pac-12 opener. Head coach Jimmy Lake is here, and we will talk to him on the other side of this timeout. This is the Jimmy Lake Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
We at Boeing are excited to celebrate with the fans and community at the annual Boeing Apple Cup Series. Get ready to experience the sights and sounds of a classic rivalry in person again. So whether you're cheering for the Huskies or the Cougars, Boeing sees the whole state of Washington as one united team because we go further together. Boeing, proud to sponsor the Boeing Apple Cup Series and support our employees across Washington.
The Swickard Auto Group is excited for Husky football and to partner with UW Athletics as proud sponsor of the Pups and Parents program. Nothing is more satisfying than seeing past and current Huskies introduce future Huskies to the university through athletics, sharing experiences and creating memories that last a lifetime. Brought to you by the Swickard Premium Automotive Group with 5 Puget Sound locations. Swickard Toyota, Mercedes-Benz of Seattle, Volvo Cars Seattle, Volvo Cars Bellevue, and Epic Ford in Everett. Visit us at Swickard.com.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dogs!
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news! The movement experts at RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 40 convenient locations across Greater Seattle, Contact RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialist today at RETPTGroup.com to see a physical therapist. RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialist, a proud sponsor of Washington Athletics and the trusted choice for keeping Husky fans in the game.
It's time to bring the big game to your backyard with battery power made by Steel. Our AK Homeowner Series battery tools start at just $199.99. Find yours at over 10,000 local dealers. Steel is a proud supporter of your Washington Huskies. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices SNWSRP.
Back on the Jimmy Lake Show, live from Husky Stadium. Dogs getting ready to open a Pac-12 play against California. Washington with a lot of momentum coming in off a 52-3 win against Arkansas State. Coach Lake, congrats on the win. I imagine there's still a lot that you saw that you want to clean up. That's always the case on Sunday. But it feels really good to be watching the tape with so much positive to see out there, a 49-point win.
Yeah, you know, we talked about, you know, all the hard work that we've been putting in over these weeks and training camp, and we wanted to see results from all that hard work. And it was nice to be able to watch that film and see some clean execution in all three phases, see physical play in all three phases, and then definitely nice and to see the joy in our players' eyes and our staff that we finally got the result that we wanted.
Yeah, I felt like the first drive was like, wow, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, boom, something clicked, right? Three and out, and then you score 28 consecutive points. So do you remember kind of a moment there walking off that field where maybe things began to kind of work a little bit for you?
Well, we really talked about our offense getting in rhythm, and that was a huge point all week long. And even during practice, it was some times where it was like, hey, just a tip ball here, or, you know, a miss block here. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're having to start the series over in practice. And nobody, you know, nobody flinched. Everyone just kind of settled down. They knew we were going to be able to move the ball if we executed properly. And that's what I saw. I just saw no panic. And then all of a sudden, once we started moving that ball, our offense got in rhythm, and they got in rhythm for four possessions straight.
Yeah, four possessions straight that were all – nice meaty possessions. 10 plays, 88. 7 plays, 80. 10 plays, 80 yards, a 7 play, 93-yard drive. You had the explosive play on the last touchdown to Jalen McMillan for 33 yards, but the rest of them required kind of getting into that red zone and then being able to execute down there. And I thought your red zone execution in this game was the best we've seen in a while.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And that's what we saw. We just saw execution. We saw execution. You know, Dylan going, throwing the ball where he's supposed to throw it, receivers and tight ends, running backs catching the ball, our old linemen opening up gaping holes when we needed to hand it off. I was really proud of our running backs, the whole stable that was in there. I thought they all performed really well.
Well, we saw some creativity that we haven't seen yet so far this year. I love the Richard Newton Wildcat with the fake sweep to Giles Jackson, keep the ball. And I'm watching the game with Coach Baird and others thinking, where's this been all year long? I mean, for fans like me that will say, what the heck? Why haven't we seen any of that until this last game with Arkansas State?
Well, it helps when you get in the red zone.
Yeah.
We haven't been in the red zone very much.
There you go. Yeah.
So, you know, that was a red zone play, you know, that we wanted to break out, you know, somewhere inside the 5-yard line. And those first two games, we haven't been inside the 5-yard line very much.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was an opportune time to break that out. And again, that goes back to our execution. We had been working on that play. And, you know, from the snap to the motion to the O-line blocking and our tight ends blocking, and of course, Rich taking it in. It was awesome to watch.
Yeah, Richard Newton, 10 carries, 52 yards to lead the way at the touchdown run, and had a nice explosive 18-yarder in there as well. But this was a game that was reminiscent of probably Oregon State last year, Arizona last year, where you had a real stable of running backs all kind of sharing the load. Richard Newton with the 10 carries. Kamari Pleasant had 8. Cam Davis had 7 and Sean McGrew with 6. And I felt like it was good to see all those guys out there, all of them making plays, and even got JV on Sunday in towards the end of the game.
Yeah, that was nice for him. But first to go to those first four running backs, you know, all talented guys, all, you know, we believe all four of those guys could, you know, could carry the load of the game if we needed them to. But it was nice to be able to get all four of those guys some touches. And then, of course, you mentioned the young guy. I was really fired up. When he went out there, let's make sure we're handing that thing off. I want to see this guy go. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of things to clean up. He was bouncing it when he should have been hitting it downhill. Yeah. And, you know, so that's okay, though. It was nice to get the freshman in there. He's going to be a terrific player for us in the future.
Yeah, that's exciting to see. I can't even imagine what that feels like to get that first carry of your career in college football. That's a big deal. But going back to the stable, Sean McGrew, he had the nice 13-yard cut that he made to get to the end zone. Impressive move there. And really a lot of emotion from him, which I felt like it kind of – We had heard some of the players on the team say there were times where the energy was a little low in the first 2 weeks. I just felt like seeing that touchdown, seeing the emotion that that brought, how the team was happy and excited for him, this was an energy game from the way it looked in the press box.
Yeah, it really was. And a lot of that goes to the success of our offense, right? When our offense is out there and there's explosive plays and, you know, Jalen McMillan is catching the ball down the sideline. How about his comeback game, you know, the effort that he had.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you see that completion down the sideline and all of a sudden, you know, the energy gets rolling. And but Sean McGrew, of course, he's a terrific player for us on special teams. Made a bunch of plays on kickoff and on punt return and punt team. I don't know if everybody noticed. He played in all the 3 out of the 4 phases, yeah, and scored a couple of touchdowns. So he would actually score his touchdown, and then he'd put a jersey on and go cover the kick right after the touchdown.
I was going to say, maybe the shortest player in Husky history to wear number 86. That was an interesting one, how he threw that on.
Yeah, we noticed that. It's like, is that Sean McGrew wearing number 86? But you mentioned Sunday, his high school coach was on with us over the offseason, and I asked him, who does he remind you of? And he said, Adrian Peterson. I mean, is that crazy to make that kind of comparison? Does that remind you of that kind of player?
Well, I mean, he's got a long way. I mean,
Adrian
Peterson,
right,
he's going to be a Hall of Famer, all those things. I think where where you can see some similarities is just how physical and how tough he runs. His knees and shins are up, you know, running, and that's hard to tackle a guy when he's tackling with such high knees like that.
Well, we've been here for 10 minutes. We haven't mentioned number 11 yet. So my question that I've been asking all week long is, was a star born in this stadium on Saturday with Jalen McMillan?
So I'll just say this. It's one game. We did see the talent, obviously, last year. He was still trying to find his way. But then that's what we were seeing in spring football and training camp. And was one of the reasons why we were so excited about our offense coming out of training camp, especially when those top four receivers were healthy. You saw the boost that Terrell Bynum gave us two weeks ago against Michigan, and now you see Terrell Bynum and Jalen McMillan together and see that boost that it gave our offense and our team this last Saturday.
He seems like a guy that has the big home run potential, and I think Husky fans were excited from the moment they saw the All-American game when he was in high school, first play of the game, 75 yards on national TV, right? You're just licking your chops thinking, like, what could be when he's a Husky wearing purple and gold? I feel like we saw that a little bit on Saturday.
We did, and I love the mentality of our wide receiver room right now. I love the mentality. Those guys are tough. They work hard. They go up there and they make physical catches. They want to make yards after the catch. I just love the mentality of that room right now. And Jalen McMillan, Terrell Bynum, Roma Dunze, I mean, Jalen Polk, Taj Davis, Giles. I mean, these guys, Sawyer Racanelli, they're tough, hard-nosed football players, and that's the way our wide receiver room needs to be.
Is there a thing that Jalen's best at out of this group? I mean, is there an area of his game where you're like, yeah, I mean, he's really got it dialed in?
Oh man, I think he's obviously got really good speed, but he has very soft hands. I think he's still, and you know, Coach Adams is doing a great job with him. Just the intricacies of running routes when you got man and when you have zone, when to sit it down, when to keep it going. You know, all the receivers got to continue to work on that. But I think as a young receiver, you can't teach his length, you can't teach his speed, and I'm telling you what, those hands, yeah. he's got terrific hands.
Well, we saw some drops last year as a freshman, and that seems to be so far cleaned up. Is that the biggest difference you think in his game? Knock on wood, yeah. Knock on the wall behind
you. Yeah. the biggest difference in his game is knowing coverages, knowing who to block in the run game. Those are probably some things that maybe, you know, some of the fans didn't see is he was going in there and hitting the safeties when we were running the ball and digging those guys out so the running backs could have some lanes. I think that's probably the bigger step in his game is just the route intricacies and then who in the block in the run game.
He had a really big first half, and do you kind of almost see before your eyes a chemistry, an in-game chemistry? You talk about trying to get a running back in a rhythm, right? Do you almost see that in the first half of like Dylan and Jalen are just kind of they're on the same wavelength today?
I think you're building trust. You're building trust. Dylan still has to go to who is open and what the read and the defense that he's seeing and where he needs to go with the football. But then there's definitely a trust factor there where he's like, okay, I'm supposed to throw to Jalen here, and yeah. There's Jalen. Oh, I know he's going to go get it. Let me loft that thing up and let him go run underneath and catch it.
You've mentioned the word execution a couple times today, and, I mean, that was a big thing for us during the week is, hey, these guys just have to start doing things right regardless of who they're playing. And you saw that at its best so far this year Saturday. How much can what you saw, regardless of opponent, translate to this game with Cal on Saturday afternoon?
No, we created a ton of momentum, created some confidence, and be able to execute in all three phases last Saturday. And, you know, that's what we had talked about. We were like, we're putting all this hard work in. We're having all these really good practices. But then on game day, it wasn't showing up in all three phases, and it was nice to see all three phases clicking. We can use this as momentum. We've had two really good practices this week already, but again, the message is, hey guys, that's great. We're practicing hard. We're executing practice. This needs to turn into results this Saturday.
Well, we're touching a little bit on the offense. More to get to. Offensive line played pretty well. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Defense pitched almost a shutout. I mean, you got to feel really good about the defensive performance against the number one passing offense in the country coming into last week. We'll talk about them. Of course, special teams as well. And then we also have to preview Cal. That's coming up toward the end of the show. But coming up next, we will get the Air Van move of the game and Coach Lake's thought on the play of the game when we continue in a moment. Live from Husky Stadium, it's the Jimmy Lake Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
In purple rain and golden sunshine, fall Saturdays at Husky Stadium have been home to generations of loyal dog fans. For Washington faithful, there is no other place like home than on the shores of Montlake. As the official mover of Washington Husky football, Air Van Moving and Storage takes great pride in delivering the Huskies home for another dream season at Husky Stadium. We're also proud to serve the moving needs of Husky families as they move to their new homes and begin their own dream seasons. On your next move, look to the official mover of the Huskies to help meet all your personal shipping needs. Visit us today at airvanmoving.com or contact us direct at 1-800-681-9017.
We're back, dogs, and University Bookstore has everything Husky fans need to gear up for the return of football season. Shop the largest selection of officially licensed Husky gear from top brands like Adidas, Champion, Tommy Bahama, and even more exclusive gear only available at University Bookstore and ubookstore.com. University Bookstore is 100% Husky, 100% official, and 100% you. Stop by our store or visit ubookstore.com for the best selection of official Husky gear today.
How many Boss Babies can one family hold? Find out in the outrageous adventure, The Boss Baby, Family Business, now available at Redbox. Set 40 years after Boss Baby, estranged brothers Tim and Ted Templeton reunite when a magical formula turns them into babies for 48 hours. Joining forces with Tim's secret agent daughter, they must go undercover to prevent an evil genius from turning toddlers into monstrous brats. Watch The Boss Baby, Family Business, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
This Husky tailgating moment is brought to you by Waterbrook Winery, proud partner of Huskies Athletics. For this week's matchup against Cal, we suggest Huskies fans support the local team with Waterbrook Reserve Chardonnay. Recently named a best value by Wine Spectator, this is a perky, refreshing wine with a crisp, snappy finish. It's perfect for tailgating or celebrating at home. Your game time spread will score big points with Waterbrook Reserve Chardonnay backing it up. Waterbrook Winery, award-winning wines representing the best of Washington. Visit us at waterbrook.com and go Huskies.
We at Boeing are excited to celebrate with the fans and community at the annual Boeing Apple Cup Series. Get ready to experience the sights and sounds of a classic rivalry in person again. So whether you're cheering for the Huskies or the Cougars, Boeing sees the whole state of Washington as one united team because we go further together. Boeing, proud to sponsor the Boeing Apple Cup Series and support our employees across Washington.
Washington at home against Cal this weekend. 6:30 kickoff at the greatest setting in college football, which is where we're broadcasting live right now for the Jimmy Lake Show. Tony Castricone and Dave Softy-Mahler with the head coach of the Huskies. And it's time for the Air Van Move of the Game, brought to you by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move. Hatcher bounces outside, rolls out to the right, points, looks in trouble, chased by Bruner. Hatcher stands in and gets jacked. Tui Taylor hit him, and it's picked up by Braylon Trice down the left sideline. 40, 30, Braylon Trice is going all the way. Touchdown, Washington. A scoop and score. Tui Taylor with the deck, and Braylon Trice picks it up and rumbles all the way, 71 yards. And had no problem making it to the end zone. That was definitely one of the most fun plays that I've seen in Husky Stadium in quite some time.
Right in front of him.
Yeah. I mean, score or get the ball back, right?
That's what it is right there. I mean, I just love hearing that. That's probably like the best moment all week right there. It's probably the most I've smiled all week. Cracks it hard. And that was an awesome play. You know, Fatui hit the quarterback in the strike zone. You know the referees are going to be sensitive about the quarterback, which they should be. Mm-hmm. And it was just awesome. He hits with his shoulder. He hits in the strike zone, gets the ball out. Mm. And then Braylon just having the awareness. We talk about a country fumble, which means it's out in space. Mm. You know, if it's a city fumble with a bunch of people, you got to get on it. But it was out in space. And then Braylon just scooping and scoring.
I like
and
that.
And rumbling down the sideline. Is everything we talked about, everything we coach, and what a fun play.
I feel like we're learning some new lingo here. So there's a difference between a city fumble and a country fumble.
Correct.
A country fumble is when you're kind of one-on-one by yourself in the pasture. There's nobody around.
I
like that.
Then grab it and go.
There you
Softy.
Go.
But
like
if there's
it.
A bunch of people around you in Seattle, what do you got to do?
That's right.
You got to jump on it.
Does Fatui have a nickname? Because sometimes it gets a little
Tui.
Know. Tui. That's it.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of Tuis, though, on this team, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
I just call him Fatui. So.
Okay, there you go. And then we talked about a star being born with McMillan. How about a guy that was involved in that play, Carson Bruner, whose dad, I still remember tiptoeing the back of the end zone against Michigan 30 years ago in that Rose Bowl in 1991. Carson Bruner, 8 tackles, 7 solo in this game on Saturday. What'd you make of his game?
Oh, yeah. So he's been coming on for, you know, the end of training camp and then in practice the last 3 weeks. We knew we were going to get him some opportunities on special teams, and he played really well on special teams. And then all of a sudden, you know, Eddie just had a couple little deals. He's fine. We're like, hey, you know, he's probably going to get some run at linebacker. And here he goes. He goes in at linebacker, and he plays at a high level. So it was awesome watching Carson. He's definitely blossoming. He's going to be a terrific player for the Dogs.
Yeah, he just gave us a nugget, by the way. He's not supposed to do that. He mentioned Eddie. He said he's fine.
No, I said he's fine.
He's okay? Injury-wise, he's okay?
Yeah, he's good.
Because you're not supposed to talk about that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're aware
that.
Of that or not.
No, I mentioned it in my press conference.
Okay, all right, good.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Just
well,
check it.
Well, you know, Carson Bruner was playing next to Daniel Haimuli, who saw by far the most action of his young Husky career,
right.
And was happy to see him out there too.
Yeah, no, that's when I mentioned that in my press conference was, you know, it was awesome with Daniel getting out there and getting a lot more plays. And he has taken his game to the next level. That's a guy that – has spent way more time watching film with Coach Gregory. You ask him questions, he knows the answers right away. And so it's been awesome watching his game blossom as well.
Yeah, I feel like there's more meat on this bone offensively that you haven't even begun to show. Am I tracking right there? And how much more of this playbook is there for the kids to be able to access, maybe even starting this Saturday?
Yeah, no, I think we have a ton more room for improvement on that side of the ball. And definitely the players that have come back over the last couple of weeks, and we still have more players that hopefully are going to show up here from week to week. That's going to continue to boost what we've been doing on offense in spring football and training camp. And yeah, there is definitely a lot more room for improvement. We just got to go out there and we got to execute like we do in practice and do it when the lights are shining bright on game day.
I felt like special teams, another area where this team played pretty well over the weekend. First, let's start with the punting game. And I just feel like Race Porter, I don't know what it is. I don't know what he's got in his shoes. I mean, this guy has just changed as a punter. I mean, he's legit now. He's a sixth-year senior. But he's just booming the football, and he looks really, really good.
Yeah, he's booming the ball. He's changing field position. But my favorite play was when we punted from, like, the 39 or whatever it was, 39, 40-yard line, and he just gets it out right at the half-yard line and
Unreal. Backs
up our opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Huge play. The emotions went screaming on the sideline. And, you know, maybe for the casual fan, they didn't know that was such a big play. But we know we work on that all the time, and Race works on that all the time. And for him to execute that in a game was huge, because then we got them to punt, and we had a short field, and then went down and scored.
Yeah, I thought his reaction was the best part of that play.
That's
right.
You don't see emotional. That's right.
Punters very often get to show that kind of emotion, and he showed it. I'm going back to late mid-second quarter where you had three straight plays. It was a nice win, but there's a lot to work on, as you said.
you had the sack, you
had the interception that got tipped, I believe, by a defender going to Otten. And then the next play of the very next drive, Cam Davis fumbles. So to be able to rally and go into the locker room and put that behind you, talk about kind of that sequence there.
Yeah, so I think it's unfortunate. We actually slammed the punt, which is a huge momentum changer.
Right.
And then the very next play, the ball gets jarred out of Cam Davis. You know, what I'm excited about was we went through some three adverse plays right there.
Sure.
And there was no panic on the sideline.
Right.
There was just encouragement. And it's all right, here we go, you know, and let's go on to the next play, and let's try to win the next play. And that's what we got to do. We just got to compete one play at a time. If we don't win that rep, you got to win the next rep.
It's seven turnovers now on the season through three games for your offense, and I know that's got to be so frustrating, because we talk about how important the turnover margin and the turnover battle is every single game. And it's a hard thing to coach to, because – no one wants to turn over the football. No one's trying to turn over the football. But those plays can jump up out of nowhere and just change the momentum of a game.
Yeah, they can. You know, it's that statistic is one of the ones that hold up over time is, you know, whoever wins that turnover battle is usually going to win the football game. And so you look at our record right now and you look at how many turnovers we had, that's a direct correlation. You know, we don't have those turnovers, all of a sudden you probably have a couple more victories and at least one, if not two. So those are the things that we got to continue to work on practice, which we will do. And then we got to work on getting the turnovers. And so those things that we harp on all the time, it's the only statistical board that we actually have in our locker room that our players see every single day is how many turnovers we're getting and how many we're giving up.
Well, you had none going into the game. You had three Saturday. And somebody here said that was going to happen when you face a team that likes to throw the ball, right? You finally had a chance at some fumbles and interceptions and things like that. And I guess, I mean, if I were to self-scout this football team, and like if I'm Justin Wilcox or Musgrave, I'm not going to throw the ball on this defense. I'm going to try to run the ball on this defense. You guys think about things like that, how the opponent will attack you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're here early in the morning and here till late at night. You know, we're always, as coaches, trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to do first, you know, how we're going to attack, and then on the flip side, what we think we're going to see from our opponent in all three phases. And so, you know, there's no question. And it's kind of what Cal does already anyway. You know, they do enjoy running the football, but they also have a talented quarterback and they got some fast receivers.
Sure.
And they've made some big plays already in these first three games through the air.
I guess the question would be, if you expect teams to run on you, how do you get those turnovers? You can't rely on teams throwing the ball all the time.
Well, no. So you got to stop the run. So as soon as you stop the run, and then on the flip side, our offense scores some points. Now, guess what our opponent has to do?
They throw
have to,
the ball.
They have to throw it. Yep. So that's the recipe. And I know, you know, I probably sound like a recording machine because I've said that for like the last 3 weeks. But if we do a good job of stopping the run defensively, and then our offense puts some points up, that forces the hand of our opponent to get them in less conservative situations where they have to throw it.
Yeah, well, secondary looked good. You got to rotate a lot of guys in as well. And, you know, Jacoby Covington, I thought, came off a corner at one point, made a nice quarterback sack. And we saw Mish Powell get into the game. He got a little bit of run as well, walk on out of O'Day. So in addition to playing a ton of safeties, you still got a lot of cornerbacks and nickelbacks that had an opportunity to see the field.
Yeah, it was great to see those guys get in there. They've been working really hard in practice, and I know they're excited for the opportunity to go out there and make some plays. You know, the Jacoby Covington play, really love that one. Again, because he's hitting the quarterback, which everyone kind of had, you know, for us as coaches, we're like, okay, don't hit him too low, don't hit him too high, don't hit him late.
Yeah.
And so for Jacoby to hit him in the strike zone, not lead with the helmet, lead with the shoulder, and execute a really good tackle on the quarterback with no penalty, we're excited about that.
So the run game against Michigan defensively wasn't where you want it to be. This Arkansas State team threw it 49 times and ran it 23. What did you see Saturday against the Red Wolves that made you feel like coming out of the game, our run defense took a step?
And so, you know, this is what I kind of want you guys to hear me out here again. So our run defense played better. No question, they played better. We fit the run better. But what really helped us was our offense scoring on four straight possessions. When you're sitting there and you're behind, you know, 21-0, 28-0, and you're the play caller on the other side, it's pretty hard to sit there and go, you know what, we're just going to hand the ball off. You're forcing them to throw the football. And so now they're going to abandon the run game, which opens up opportunities on us for us on defense to get after the quarterback, get some interceptions, and force some fumbles that way.
Yeah, well, the Husky defense certainly did that. Three sacks, three turnovers forced. Dogs only give up 3 points in a 52-3 route of Arkansas State. Much more to get to with the head coach of the Huskies, Jimmy Lake, when we continue on the Jimmy Lake Show live from Husky Stadium. This is the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
This Husky tailgating moment is brought to you by Waterbrook Winery, proud partner of Huskies Athletics. For this week's matchup against Cal, we suggest Huskies fans support the local team with Waterbrook Reserve Chardonnay. Recently named a best value by Wine Spectator, this is a perky, refreshing wine with a crisp, snappy finish. It's perfect for tailgating or celebrating at home. Your game time spread will score big points with Waterbrook Reserve Chardonnay backing it up. Waterbrook Winery, award-winning wines representing the best of Washington. Visit us at waterbrook.com and go Huskies.
For over 60 years, UW Medicine has been here for you, for your family, for our community. Today, we're still the only healthcare system in Washington directly connecting care with a top-rated medical school and a research powerhouse. It's our continuing promise to you that in times of joy, times of hope, times of uncertainty, you will always receive a higher degree of healthcare. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Hello, dog fans. It's good to be back. AstroTurf, the icon that invented the industry, is thrilled to be back at Husky Stadium, and we're glad that you're back also. AstroTurf's distributor in the Pacific Northwest, Coast to Coast Turf, is excited to bring a premium playing surface to Husky Stadium with the AstroTurf Root Zone 3D3 Blend Synthetic Turf System, offering supreme safety, durability, innovation, and reduced maintenance. Go Huskies! Coast to Coast Turf, serving the Pacific Northwest, and AstroTurf, the brand since 1965.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time to bring the big game to your backyard with battery power made by Steel. Our AK Homeowner Series battery tools start at just $199.99. Find yours at over 10,000 local dealers. Steel is a proud supporter of your Washington Huskies. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices SNWSRP.
We at Boeing are excited to celebrate with the fans and community at the annual Boeing Apple Cup Series. Get ready to experience the sights and sounds of a classic rivalry in person again. So whether you're cheering for the Huskies or the Cougars, Boeing sees the whole state of Washington as one united team because we go further together. Boeing, proud to sponsor the Boeing Apple Cup Series and support our employees across Washington.
Download the Husky Game Day app presented by WaFed Bank for audio streaming, all team access, score schedules, breaking news, and more. On that app, you can listen to the Jimmy Lake Show.
Yes, sir.
Which is this, Washington defeating Arkansas State 52-3. Head coach of the Huskies.
Jimmy has the app on his phone during the game, listens to the broadcast. Yeah. What you said, you like to hear Tony and Cam's breakdown of the game?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I listen to it all
pretty
the time.
Pretty good job.
Ryan, good liar.
Yeah. Ryan Bowman said a couple weeks ago, I think after the Montana game, that the energy wasn't where it had to be on the sideline and that you guys should address that. How do you think that's gone since then?
Yeah, we've, you know, I think we, first of the road game, I thought our energy was really, really good. We a lot of encouragement. We knew it was going to be us against the world in terms of, you know, all the fans that were there.
And,
so I thought our energy was good. Obviously, we wanted a better performance. And then this home game here, it definitely was better than our first home game. And, you know, a lot of that is execution on both sides of the ball. You know, we execute better, we make some plays, and now here we go. The mojo's going, and the encouragement was there. So definitely is on a trajectory upward.
Wanted to touch on a couple other special teams things. We talked a little bit about Race Porter and the way that he's kind of changing the game. Your punt block defense, Alex Cook, comes through. You know, I mean, this was the first game since at Arizona in 2019 that we had a defensive score. Also the first game since at Arizona in 2019 that we had a blocked punt as Alex Cook burst through. And, man, that just is such an exciting play.
It really was. Tons of credit to Keith Bonifa, our special teams coordinator. He saw something on film and wanted to bring this punt. This is the first time we actually went after a punt. We've set up for a lot of returns. This was the first time in all three games that we went after a punt. So Coach Bonifa is one for one right now in his punt block scheme. And it was actually designed for two other guys to go get it.
Yep.
And those two guys did a fantastic job of doing their job, which sprung Alex Cook and his effort to go through there and make that play. Extremely excited the guys executing the play.
Who moved him to defense? Whose idea was that?
Mine.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, over the years, I'm always recruiting. I'm recruiting on the team, and I'm recruiting high school and junior college. I got John Ross to get an interception in the Apple Cup. I recruited him over. You guys remember that in 2014?
I do.
Played corner for us.
I do. You're banged up back there.
Yeah. I got Jamon Dotson over playing corner for us. He got a pick at interception. I'm always recruiting.
Do you have wide receivers, honestly, that come to you and say, hey, man, use me on defense?
Yeah, and the other way as well. You know, our defensive players say, hey, coach, just give me a handoff. Just throw me a route. I'll run by any of these guys.
Okay, so who moved Disley to tight end? Was that you two or was that Coach Choate back in the day?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. That – I can't remember who that was.
Okay.
That had to have been one of our defensive guys,
because
I'm sure.
I don't remember him being this fast at wide receiver as he is in the secondary. His closing speed is pretty impressive, and he seems to me like he's gotten faster since he came from the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, he's definitely faster. He's physical, an excellent tackler. Again, a lot of our guys are so talented, they could really play on both sides.
Yeah.
And we felt that Alex Cook just fit better defensively, and it's showing out so far that it was a good decision.
Did the thought cross your mind when you had the four wide receivers down, that you had Alex there on defense, that you might have to throw him out at wide receiver?
Well, we can't just throw him out there, but
sure. I meant, in practice.
No, I know what you're saying. No, yeah, those thoughts are always going through my mind. Those thoughts are still going through my mind.
Yeah.
About if we get an injury bug at a position, who's going to move where? We have all of those scenarios ready and already laid out. But it couldn't just be mid-game, hey, go out there and, you know, do this. There's so many details that you'd have to go through in practice.
Right.
But we have a ton of scenarios written up where if we do get an injury bug at one position, where we can move a whole bunch of pieces and try to keep our head above water until we get guys back.
We saw some backup quarterbacks for the first time this year on Saturday, and the whole place was buzzing when number 7 got into the huddle on the sideline and walked in there first before number 10. Oh, my God, Sam's the number 2. Sam's the number 2. Was he truly the number 2? Is he your number 2, or is that just the way things worked out on Saturday? And what'd you make of his action he had out there?
Yeah, and so it says Sam Heward or Patrick O'Brien.
But you played Sam first.
Very excited to see Sam go out there, and I loved the way he ripped that seam in there, and it was awesome. A couple plays that were called, and he's playing aggressive and launching it down the sideline. The last one I know he wishes he would have had back, because then you would have had more plays to move the ball. It was 3rd and 2, and hey, he was going after him. He was like, you know what, I'm just gonna huck this thing up for a touchdown. But if he just rails in the out, we get the conversion, and then he can keep on with the drive. But so happy to see Sam go out there. He's been practicing so hard and made a bunch of plays in practice, and for him to get out there and play his first game as a Husky was very, very special.
How important are those reps for him and his development, being live in a game?
So important. So important. There's nothing that you try to replicate everything in practice as much as you can, but now you got the jersey on. There's a real opponent across the way. You're at home. The fans are there, and now you got to go execute. There's nothing that can replace actual real reps in a real game. And so it's awesome now that he was able to get those reps in a 52-3 game. Just so you guys know, if you forgot, Dylan Morris got those reps as a starter in 2020 under COVID against a Pac-12 opponent.
In a 0-0 game.
And that was his first rep as a quarterback in college.
Yeah.
And so that's why I always go back to that when everyone wants to talk about how we won that game. That was his first college reps.
I like how you do the or thing at quarterback, because basically what Jimmy is saying is, hey, that's the way it was last weekend, but it could be different next weekend. You never know. What about
I had a coin in my pocket. Did you see the coin?
I did. Yeah, it was one of those big fat coins like from Chuck E. Cheese. Flips like a manhole cover. What about the progress he's made? Because I saw a guy in spring ball who looked like what he was, which is a guy who just got done playing a high school game the Friday before he showed up on campus. And now I see something different. Talk about his progress.
Totally agree with you. Yeah, and that's expected, right? He comes in here, spring football, all of a sudden he's seeing an NFL defense, NFL coverages. I mean, we got everybody blitzing. We got everybody dropping. We're playing this cover. He doesn't know where to go with the ball, which is expected.
Yeah.
I mean, how can he doesn't see that in high school. And then he still learned the playbook, all these things. But his progression has been right where it needs to be. He's gotten better every single day. He grinds in the office. I see him there late meeting with JD. I see him there early meeting with JD. He's making plays in practice. I was not surprised at all that he ripped that seam in there for that completion in the game last week against Arkansas State, because he's done it in practice. He's thrown touchdowns in practice against our starting defense. He's right where he needs to be, and he is developing. And again, so proud of, so great to see his eyes and the joy in his face when he came off the sideline, even though he was disappointed that he didn't finish the drive with a touchdown. I can see that meant a lot to him.
More with head coach Jimmy Lake in a moment. This is the Jimmy Lake Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 40 convenient locations across Greater Seattle, contact RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists today at retptgroup.com to see a physical therapist. RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists, a proud sponsor of Washington Athletics and the trusted choice for keeping Husky fans in the game.
It's time to bring the big game to your backyard with battery power made by Steel. Our AK Homeowner Series battery tools start at just $199.99. Find yours at over 10,000 local dealers. Steel is a proud supporter of your Washington Huskies. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices SNW SRP.
how many Boss Babies can one family hold? Find out in the outrageous adventure, The Boss Baby, Family Business, now available at Redbox. Set 40 years after Boss Baby, estranged brothers Tim and Ted Templeton reunite when a magical formula turns them into babies for 48 hours. Joining forces with Tim's secret agent daughter, they must go undercover to prevent an evil genius from turning toddlers into monstrous brats. Watch The Boss Baby, Family Business, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
In purple rain and golden sunshine, fall Saturdays at Husky Stadium have been home to generations of loyal dog fans. For Washington faithful, there is no other place like home than on the shores of Montlake. As the official mover of Washington Husky football, Air Van Moving and Storage takes great pride in delivering the Huskies home for another dream season at Husky Stadium. We're also proud to serve the moving needs of Husky families as they move to their new homes and begin their own dream seasons. On your next move, look to the official mover of the Huskies to help meet all your personal shipping needs. Visit us today at airvanmoving.com or contact us direct at 1-800-681-9017.
The Swickard Auto Group is excited for Husky football and to partner with UW Athletics as proud sponsor of the Pups and Parents program. Nothing is more satisfying than seeing past and current Huskies introduce future Huskies to the university through athletics, sharing experiences and creating memories that last a lifetime. Brought to you by the Swickard Premium Automotive Group with five Puget Sound locations. Swickard Toyota, Mercedes-Benz of Seattle, Volvo Cars Seattle, Volvo Cars Bellevue, and Epic Ford in Everett. Visit us at Swickard.com.
Back at Husky Stadium, it's the Jimmy Lake Show. Huskies releasing some news earlier today. Recruit out of Texas, running back Mecca Megwa, a four-star running back out of the Fort Worth area, has just decided, you know, this high school thing, I'm good. I'm going to show up at UW. I'm ready to be a Husky. I'm going to enroll in classes in the fall quarter. And, coach, can I, you got a jersey for me? Can I start practicing this week? This is crazy. Like, we're seeing more and more interesting, reclassifications and stuff happen, but did not expect to see this news, but it's exciting news that he's a Husky.
Oh yeah. I mean, we are beyond excited. This is a special football player. I mean, his size, first of all, he's a special young man, just a great young man, but he's a big time football player. And, this is not normal, but guys coming into college early in terms of, you know, they're graduating early, all those things. You know, JT Daniels did this when he left Mater Dei and reclassified and went to USC early, you know, years ago. But we're so excited that Emeka has reclassified. He'll be here. He'll join us. And then technically, you know, after practice time and all that, he could actually play a week from this Saturday.
Wow.
if he was all ready to go. But, you know, we're going to go easy. You know, obviously he's got a lot to learn and you know, we got to train him and get him in shape and all those things. We got to see where his shape is. But we're excited. It's a big-time football player. Husky Nation should be excited. Mm. We didn't have to wait till December for him to sign. I actually feel weird. Is compliance looking over my shoulder right now? Can I actually talk about him
yes,
right here?
Yes, you can.
But no, I got the green light. I could talk about him. He is a dog. It's so excited to have Emeka in the family.
I'm looking at the official Husky football Twitter account, and he's on there, right there.
There we go.
If it's on Twitter, it's legit.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't think you can say that.
Yeah,
it's got
low standards.
He's very low standards.
I tried the whole leaving high school early thing, too, and that didn't work out so well for me.
I heard they tried to kick you out of high school.
They did. Actually, I went to quit the football team, and the coach had no idea who I was. I swear to God, that's a true story. Talk to me, though, about that running back room, because, man, we are really seeing that depth start to play out. And we saw McGrew finally on Saturday. I talked to him for the pregame show for this week, and he said, hey, look, maybe I wasn't doing what I should be doing in practice. Maybe my habits weren't there, and I had to clean up a few things. And he looks now he's ready to take off for this.
He really is. And, you know, I'll say this, what really opened my eyes and our whole staff, everything, was what he contributed on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we knew he was a really good running back, and we had some other talented running backs as well that were all healthy, and all four of those guys can make plays for us. But when Sean went out there in practice and was just dominating and kickoff and punt return, he's a fantastic football player.
Yeah.
And so we knew we were going to get him in there and get some reps at running back, and He played excellent, just like Rich did as well. It's a great problem to have four running backs that we have a lot of trust in.
But what you said there about Sean, where he could have been bummed out, right, about what's happening on offense, yet he still goes out and busts his butt on special teams, and it sounds like that resonated with you. It
totally resonated. That's what we preach, and that's how a dog should react. You know, things aren't going your way. Maybe you're not where you want to be on the depth chart. Well, guess what? You need to work. Let's work harder, and let's have the coaches open up their eyes and go, hey, you know what? I'm doing some special things here. I need to be on the field somewhere, and that's what Sean McGrew did.
Best offensive game of the season by far. 52 points, highest scoring game of your young career here as a head coach. And I just feel like it was fun to see everybody flying around, jumping up and down, high-fiving all the plays that were made. Were there a couple things offensively that you saw? We already addressed the turnovers. Anything else that you saw that you're like, all right, there's still a lot of opportunity for growth and improvement there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every single game there's going to be that. Of course, you know, one of the things we talked about earlier in the week was, hey, guys, one of your jobs on offense is we got to go score.
Yeah.
You know, let's not forget we're supposed to score points. And so it was awesome to watch our guys get into a rhythm and go down there and punch the ball in the end zone and score. But there's no question. I mean, we can run routes at a depth better. We can catch the football better. You know, the ball, we dropped a touchdown pass. We've dropped the first couple passes in the opening drive, or we don't go three and out, right? You know, we have that three and out right in the beginning of the game. If we just catch the football, we're moving the chains, we probably score on the first drive. And so there's a bunch of things that we can clean up, not just on offense, on other two phases as well.
Yeah, Devin had one in the end zone, obviously. What's that conversation like after a play like that?
Yeah, it's not a friendly conversation. I'll just say that. It's not a friendly conversation. And, you know, when I'm not saying anything against him, but just in general, I'm mad that Cam Williams dropped the interception.
Right.
I'm mad that Kyler Gordon dropped the interception. We have to make those plays. We have to make those plays because there's going to be a game down the line, and it could be on Saturday, where that detailed play needs to happen in order for us to walk off as victors.
Man, I felt a little bad for him on that, just knowing that he's probably going to think about that trying to fall asleep. That was a wide-open drop in the end zone. But, hey, like you said, I mean, there's always things to clean up, all things considered. Good game all the way around, 52-3 win. Offensive line. We haven't talked about the offensive line. What did you see on tape? Luke Wattenberg was your lineman of the game. Mm-hmm. What did you see on tape with the offensive line?
They played the way they're supposed to play. They played nasty. We ran the ball. We opened up huge running lanes. Our running backs were able to, you know, punch the ball through. I think we had a total of 200 yards rushing right around there. They protected Dylan. Clean pocket, so he was able to deliver the ball on time and get the ball up. Very proud of that unit. But there's still a ways to go. We still got to get better, and this needs to be the standard plus more. We can play at that level plus more. We'll play where our offensive line should be playing.
Plus more's next opportunity is California. The Golden Bears will be here 3 days from now for a 6:30 kickoff under the lights. We'll talk to head coach Jimmy Lake about the Pac-12 opener when we continue in a moment, live from Husky Stadium on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Swickard Auto Group is excited for Husky football and to partner with UW Athletics as proud sponsor of the Pups and Parents program. Nothing is more satisfying than seeing past and current Huskies introduce future Huskies to the university through athletics, sharing experiences and creating memories that last a lifetime. Brought to you by the Swickard Premium Automotive Group with 5 Puget Sound locations. Swickard Toyota, Mercedes-Benz of Seattle, Volvo Cars Seattle, Volvo Cars Bellevue, and Epic Ford in Everett. Visit us at Swickard.com.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news! The movement experts at RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 40 convenient locations across Greater Seattle, Contact RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialist today at retptgroup.com to see a physical therapist. RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialist, a proud sponsor of Washington Athletics and the trusted choice for keeping Husky fans in the game. Hello, dog fans. It's good to be back. AstroTurf, the icon that invented the industry, is thrilled to be back at Husky Stadium, and we're glad that you're back also. AstroTurf's distributor in the Pacific Northwest, Coast to Coast Turf, is excited to bring a premium playing surface to Husky Stadium with the AstroTurf Root Zone 3D3 Blend Synthetic Turf System, offering supreme safety, durability, innovation, and reduced maintenance. Go Huskies! Coast to Coast Turf, serving the Pacific Northwest, and AstroTurf, the brand since 1965.
Washington beats Arkansas State, heads into Pac-12 play with a lot of momentum, taking on the Cal Golden Bears team that has gotten the best of the Dogs the last couple of times in low-scoring defensive games. Coach Lake, I know you love defense. There's a lot of defense the last couple times out against Cal, but they had just a little bit more defense than we had with a one-point win and a two-point win the last couple
of
times.
Yeah, that's what you said. Tony, you just said it right there. I mean, it was low-scoring. Our defense played well. Their defense played better. Three years ago now, 2018 down there, they even scored defensive touchdown. I think we lose 12-10. And then up here in the Lightning game, we lose a Coastal. I think it was 2019, something like that. But, I have a lot of respect for their head coach. He's a defensive guy. And they've been two defensive slugfests. Hopefully this Saturday our defense performs better than theirs.
Yeah, this history goes back a long ways to 1904. None of us were around for that, I don't think. But between 77 and 01, we beat them every year. And then we're 9-9 in the last 18 games against these guys. And Tony mentioned the last two, 12-10, 2019. The style has kind of given us fits. Why do you think that is the last couple of games against them?
The last couple of years, yeah, I think I think we just said it, but I think their defense has done a good job of limiting our offense in 2018 and 2019.
Yeah.
And our defense did a good job against them, but didn't do a good enough job. They've ran the ball well enough. They've limited their turnovers. They've scored on defense 2 years ago. So, and then when you play that type of football, it could go either way at the end of the game.
Right.
And it's gone the way of the Cal Bears the last 2 years.
They seem to be growing on the offensive side, though. They seem to be showing improvement under second year offensive coordinator with NFL experience, trying to be a little more pro style. And for them to put up some of the yardage and some of the numbers that they have offensively, it with a veteran quarterback now, they seem like a more legitimate offensive threat than maybe they have been in previous years.
I couldn't agree with you more. They have speed on the outside at wide receivers. They have a couple of the best receivers that are probably going to be in the Pac-12 this year. And then you have a seasoned veteran like Chase Garbers, who not only can hurt you with his arm, but who can hurt you with his legs. And he hurt us with his legs in 2018 and 2019. Dropping back to pass, it's not there. And then he scrambles, on a 3rd and 7 for a first down to move the chains. Their offensive line is playing cohesive, and they have two really good running backs, big running backs that are hard to bring down.
Yeah, you mentioned, I think, Hunter and Clark, 6'2", 6'4", these guys at wide receiver. Talk about the specific challenge for your corners against these guys on Saturday.
Yeah, they're not only tall, they're also fast. They're really, really fast. If you watch any of those plays from the TCU game, and they are just rolling right by their corners, and TCU's got some talented corners. And so these guys are going to be a huge challenge for our secondary. But first, it starts with stopping the run. If we can stop the run and put them in more predictable situations to throw the football, and then that'll be the advantage, Dogs.
First drive of the season for Cal. They're playing Nevada. 15 plays, 9 minutes, touchdown drive. I mean, it's just
Wow.
One of those teams that you talk about, you talk about stopping the run, that's exactly one of the things. Although they've got threats on the outside, that's one of the things that it seems like they want to try to establish.
There's no question. You can just see their style of play. They play with a bunch of tight ends. They have some bigger receivers who also line up as tight ends. They got big bodies, and they got those two big running backs where it seems like no matter what, they're always falling forward. They get the ball, they fall forward. They get the ball, they fall forward. They're hardly ever, taking negative yards. And so we got to do a good job of playing on their line of scrimmage, tackling these two big backs, and then making plays on the football, and also containing Garbers when he scrambles.
Well, there's no Evan Weaver, but there is an Evan Tattersall now. Apparently there's a rule their best linebacker has to be named Evan, 54. What do you see from that Cal Bear defense? They've got some corners that are young and maybe inexperienced, but still have some decent talent on that side of the ball.
They do. They have some talent. They have some young talent. They have an older safety, Elijah Hicks, who plays a really physical player that's playing really well for him. They are always going to be in the right spots. You know, all the credit goes to Justin Wilcox, and he's a tremendous defensive football coach, and he's going to have them lined up the right way, and you can see that in their first three games in 2021.
They've been hit over the top a little bit for some big plays. Is it just the youth? Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would guess, just outside looking in, I think because they've had those guys, the older guys, in similar situations, and those guys were making those plays. And I think some of those guys – I know some of those guys aren't there any longer. They're in the NFL or they're exhausted their eligibility. So, but you see the talent. You can see the talent for some of their young corners. And I've seen them make plays in games. They made a huge interception against Sacramento State last week. And so the talent is there, and I'm sure they've had a really great week of practice to make sure those errors don't happen again.
So you were in a charitable mood with the Eddie news on Monday that he'll be fine. Is there a chance? Maybe we can catch him at a moment of weakness here. Is there a chance we could see another wide receiver maybe back in the mix this weekend? Maybe a guy named after a city in Italy? I don't know. You tell us.
Well, Softy, he's week to week.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You're getting pretty good at this. You know that, huh? You work on this off the air?
I do. I do. I practice it.
He needs practice for as much as he takes it from the media. But I will say this. This is an exciting football game. I mean, I feel like both of these teams had really high hopes for this year, still have really high hopes for this year, off to 1-2 starts, which are a little bit unexpected. And this is you're putting your first foot forward here in the Pac-12 schedule. So it seems like a huge, huge game to open up league play with.
Yeah, it's an important one. It's not only our opener in the Pac-12, it's also a Pac-12 North game. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us, but we are so excited. We feel like we've created a lot of momentum coming off of last Saturday. We've had a good couple of days of practice. We got to finish this thing off this week and then come out here on Saturday night and get some more good results for the Dogs.
Can't wait. Should be a lot of fun. 6:30 kickoff here at Husky Stadium, the greatest setting in college football. Our pregame coverage along the network will start at 4:30 along all our network stations statewide and on flagship station 950 KJR in Seattle. Dave Softy Mahler and the Husky Honks will get you started right out there at the Northwest Plaza between the arena and Husky Stadium at 2:30 p.m. For Jimmy Lake, for Dave Softy Mahler, I'm Tony Castricone. Thanks so much for listening to the Jimmy Lake Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Jimmy Lake Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield. The Jimmy Lake Show was brought to you by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and Your Next Move. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Washington Sports Network.